talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's hump day. Are you guys ready? I'm ready for the weekend. I don't know why, because all I'm going to be doing is watering peanuts. So I guess be all right. Picking tomatoes. My tomatoes have shut down. I picked tomatoes this morning. I hadn't picked any in 4 days. And I got about a half a 5 gallon bucket, and they didn't even look that great. So anyway, hopefully they pick back up. I still got blooms coming. I did smash 15 of those tomato worms this morning. They moved in the last couple of days, so they're hungry. Other than that, everything's just going good. I did get to travel to the lodge at Lugard last night. Lake looks a little low. So I looked at it. Yep, 17 foot low. And the Oklahoma Farm Bureau District 2 had their meeting down there last night. It was really, really good meeting. Interesting. The food was awesome. Chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, white gravy, apple or peach cobbler, corn on the cob, a really good salad. That was it. It was good. So on the trip down there, let's say, so I want you guys to help me out today. So a person that studies genetics, is it a geneticist or a genesis? Which is it? And what brought this up? I think I've talked about this before. On rattlesnakes. Rattlesnakes were, so one morning at Triggers, back when, they were open down there, Poppy's was open down there, one of the old time farmers was there telling everybody about how the infestation of feral hogs into the area has made rattlesnakes quit rattling. So, I'm not the smartest cat out there, but I laughed when he said that. And he said, "What's so funny?" I said, "So, there was a rattlesnake survived a feral hog attack and went back to the rattlesnake den, and told all the other rattlesnakes not to rattle, because if they did, the feral hogs would eat them." So, anyway, so we were talking about that last night on our way down there, because we were going into the severe rattlesnake country there around Lugard, and there was something brought up, and it was kind of interesting. So what if it is it's just the genetics in rattlesnakes? Some of them are loud, some of them are quiet. And the feral hogs have got all the loud ones, and they haven't found the quiet ones yet. What do you guys think? Is it the genetics? I don't know. It's not a bad theory, but I don't know that anybody's ever seen a rattlesnake rattle and a feral hog rehome it in its mouth. So has anybody ever seen a feral hog attack a rattlesnake? I mean, maybe there is one on YouTube. I don't know. I never searched it for that. But I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people I haven't seen any feral hogs attacking rattlesnakes, particularly rattlesnakes. How's that? So, all right. So there's a lot of discussion up at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau at the District 2 meeting. A lot of things that they're thinking about, talking about last night, or brought up for deal was water rights, the New World screwworm. Oh, I wrote them down, and they're out there in my pickup. tax commission on what kind of tax breaks the wind farms and solar farms are getting. And I was going to bring something up and I didn't. I just kept my mouth shut because I've been hearing bits and pieces from not just one county, but quite a few counties of the county assessor, you know, looking at values of farm equipment and stuff and cattle out on the equipment out on the farms and stuff. Equipment costs a lot of money these days, and farmers basically aren't making anything, especially row croppers. And so there's a lot of that going on. So, but there's a lot of good things happened at that meeting last night. Okay, let's check out some temperatures. A lot cooler this morning. Man, southwestern Oklahoma looked like you got some really good showers early this morning. 85 at Hollis, 83 at Cheyenne, home with a secret weapon. And 85 at Arnett, 84 at Beaver, 84 at Lahoma, 88 at Hobart. And out here in the panhandle of Texas is Palladora Reservoir is 85, 86 at Lipscomb, Miami, 83 at McLean, 87 at Wellington, and 82 at Odell. Okay, we got lots to discuss today. I got water rights in Oklahoma, water rights in California we're going to talk about. We got a new case. IH has got that big new Steiger tractor out. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have Hay Day Tuesdays coming up next segment right after the Central Crop Care grain market update. And we're going to do that. Ran out of time yesterday. Sorry. I shouldn't ask Brandon that one question, but I did. We got it out of the way. It was a good conversation though. You see both sides of it there, and that's what the show's about. And, we'll have that coming up. So get your pencil and pen ready. You want to write down, we got some really good hay for sale, and we'll get to that. Alfalfa, we got grass, we got wheat. One of the guys that I did an ad for, he said, I didn't think it had ever sold, but he did. He sold all 300 bales of his wheat hay. So somebody was listening that day, so you never know. And this advertising for this hay is free on the show. So it's pretty good. And what else? Oh, there was finally a jury trial, I guess it was, or the judge, anyway, a verdict finally on a show goat in California that the people didn't want to auction it off at the county fair, and they made them, and they sued that fair board and everybody else. And one. So that's coming up. I learned that from the Texas A&M Agra log, or whatever they have going on in there. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in a big old world of agriculture. Soybean and corn futures were a little changed in overnight trading as traders weigh variable reports from ongoing crop tour of the Midwest. Pod counts in a 3x3 square in Nebraska measured at 1,348 pods. That's up 15%. Counts in Indiana, however, were estimated at 1,367 pods in that same 3x3 square, was down 2.3% from last year. Nebraska corn farmers are forecast to yield 179.5 bushels an acre, up 3.6% from last year, and an increase from an average of 166.33 bushels. Corn yields in Indiana are pegged at 193.82 bushels an acre, up from 187 bushels last year. And about 71% of the U.S. corn was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week. That's down from 72% a week earlier. Soybean futures for November delivery were unchanged at $10.33 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $1.60 to $2.97.50 a short ton, and soybean oil lost 0.21 cents to 51.6 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery dropped a penny to 4.02 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat for September delivery added 1 penny to 5.22 and a quarter On the Chicago Board of Trade, while in Kansas City, the futures were down a penny also to 5.20¾ cents a bushel. President Donald Trump should make soybeans his priority. And trade talks with China is ongoing trade war with the Asian nation. That's the world's largest buyer of the oil seeds. It's hurting American farmers, the American Soybean Association said in a statement. Soybean farmers are under extreme financial stress, ASA President Caleb Raglan said in a letter to the president. Prices continue to drop, and at the same time, our farmers are paying significantly more for inputs and equipment. It's going on with every crop, not only soybeans. I'm sorry. I know this guy's writing a letter to the president, and the soybeans aren't being mushing. Soybeans aren't down that much from last year. And I don't know if they're selling them or whatever, but they're moving or not. So, but it's that way with every crop. Cotton, peanuts are down $100-$150 a ton this year. Wheat's down, corn's down. It's not only soybeans. Exporters shipped $12.64 billion worth of soybeans in China last year, according to data from the USDA. That's more than five times the next closest importer. The American Soybean Association said tariffs have made U.S. beans more expensive and are driving the Asian country to competitors that include Brazil, the world's largest exporter of the oil seeds. China purchased cargoes of soybeans from Argentina for the first time this year. Officials from Washington met with their counterparts from China earlier this month, but failed to reach a trade deal, instead extended it for another 90 days on raising tariffs. The U.S. soybeans face a 20% our duty 20% higher than soybeans from South America due to China's retaliatory tariffs. That puts our farmers at an untimely competitive disadvantage. China has not purchased any U.S. soybeans for months ahead. We quickly approach this harvest. Weather. Just heat. Looks like everywhere. Heat warnings will be out in Missouri and northern Arkansas today. If you're headed that way, going on vacation or going fishing, go to the lake, they are headed. It's going to be pretty warm over there. It was warm here yesterday. I don't know about you guys. Well, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour, and I have a Taylor Ranch question of the day. Guys, ready? If you're watching on Facebook, I'm going to see if my memory does me good. So this Taylor Ranch beef stick here that says jalapeno cheddar, that's Jesus. The sweet barbecue seasoned beef stick, if you're watching on Facebook, that's got the purple label on it, that's Juanito. That's Juan. And then the original, that's Jose. That is old Joe right there. And I do have a box. My boss got off with it. He must be shipping it. I'm shipping a big box of beef sticks to Woodward today. So we'll have beef sticks up there for next Tuesday's question, and a gentleman up there, three beef sticks as it is, so they should be up there sometime later this week. I'll let you guys know when they get in there. Okay, so the Taylor Ranch question of the day, here we go. You ready? The USDA recently announced another step in a plan to combat the spread of New World screwworm. They are ramping up construction of a sterile fly distribution facility alongside a production facility at Moore Air Base in South Texas. How many sterile flies will this new production facility be able to produce per week? A, 400 million flies. B, 300 million. C, 200 million. Or D, 100 million. I'll take number 9 today. That was too easy yesterday on that question. The ninth person to text in with the correct answer on that question will win a set of the three amigos, Jose, Juanito, and Jesus. We're going to be right back after this Taylor Ranch break.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex Cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex Cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Cattle producers need cattle buyers. Buyers go where they'll know they'll get good stuff. That's why cattle buyers go 4 miles east to Clinton, Oklahoma every Monday morning. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction brings multiple feeder calf and cow buyers every week. This helps producers get the top of the market. That's why it's such a good place to bring your animals. WestOKLivestockAuction.com has the details. The sale every Monday morning at 10 o'clock has the beat.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here we go. Weather, Texas Panhandle, ag weather that is. McLean, 84, heat index 86, humidity's 54, dew point 66, and the winds are out of the north at 9 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 13. Check this out, 2.66 inches of rain so far in the month of August at McLean. I bet there's some happy ranchers out there. 8-inch soil temperature, 82 degrees. Okay, here is your Central Crop Care out of Hobart. Grain market update. Let me make sure she's updated. It caught me off guard the other day and wasn't updated. Yeah, so I'll just refresh it. All right, here we go. September corn, 381, up 2.25. December, 405, up 2.25. Soybeans for September, 1016, up 3.5. November, 1037, up 4. Soybean meal, September, 293.60, up 620. October, 291.80, up 230. Soybean oil, whoa, come back here, computer. September 51-49 down 19. Hard red winter wheat, September 502 up 3. December 525 up 3 1/4. And well, I hadn't looked at the cattle yet today. Holy moly. Live cattle, October 234-17 up 282. December 235-82 up 257. Feeders, September 356-85 up $4.42. October 356-50 up 420. November 355-02 up 425. Lean hogs are down for October at 89.87. They're down a little over a quarter at 27. They're down 27 cents. And there you have it. Okay, you guys ready for Hay Day Tuesday? Are you sure you got your pencil and pen ready? Here we go. We got 400 big square bales of alfalfa in the barn. It's not horse hay, but it's good cow hay. Great cow hay, matter of fact. $180 a ton. 580-799-0074. That's for 400 big squares of alfalfa. Good cow hay. Not horse hay, but it is in the barn. Okay, what else we got here? We got 5x6 round bales of wheat hay, fertilized twice and weed sprayed. Not rained on, $70 a bale. 580-729-2299 for round bales of wheat hay. Sounds like pretty good stuff. And what else we got here? 100 bales of wheat hay put up right between Elk City and Sayre. Nice, clean, big bales, $80 a bale. 580-821-2838 for some big round bales of good wheat hay. 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, not rained on. Also got 150 bales of some grassy alfalfa, not rained on, $75 a bale. 580-550-0105. 580-550-0105. 180 bales of true to cow, $75 a bale. 50 bales, 60 bales of winter peas. Where's the price at? I didn't have that price, $75 a bale on that too. Also, round Sweetwater, 580-799-9637. Got a bunch of true to cow for sale south of Sayre, anywhere from $75 to $85 a bale. 580-243-8676. True to cow hay, 580-243-8676. We got some wheat and rye hay in the Lake Valley area, $60 a bale. 580-330-1770. And then that was the one that sold, the 300 bales of beardless wheat hay. And then we got, let's see here. Hang on here. Let me see here. Got some good cow hay, alfalfa, $170 a ton. Some rye hay for $120 a ton. And some sorghum mixed with peas. Hay, round bales, 580-393-1233 for alfalfa, rye, or some sorghum pea mix. And then I got some more here. Hang on. There we go. This is the one I got yesterday on the text line that I didn't get to or couldn't get to. Green alfalfa hay, 4x8 bales, semi or gooseneck loads, $160 a ton. Up by Cheyenne, 580-445-7276. Green alfalfa, 4x8 bales, semi or gooseneck loads, $160 a ton at Cheyenne, 580-445-7276. I think that's it. Let me make it here. Oh, here we got one. One more, sorry. Round bales of grass hay, can haul for you, 7 bales at a time. for an extra $20 a load. I'm sure that's within a reasonable distance. 580-878-1157. 878-1157. So I was watching a podcast last night, and it was guys were talking about the cattle market, because that's the news right now. Low crop prices, commodity prices, and high cattle prices. That's the news right now. So they were sitting there talking, and they were talking what happens if it keeps going up, what happens if it goes down, what happens if it crashes, what happens if they open the Mexican-USA border back up. What happens here and what happens there? And then they had some guy come on via Zoom, I guess, and they said, what do you think about the market? And this was his exact word, almost to a T. He said, the market is where it needs to be right now. It needs to stay right here, right now. It don't need to drop any. It don't need to go up any. He said, I'm saying that. He said, I'm saying that. And he said, I operate a cow-calf plus a stocker operation. So he's on both sides of the line there. And he says he follows his cattle all the way through the feedlots to the processor. So, but he says right now is where it needs to be. It needs to stay right here, right now. The consumer demand is still great. They're not backing off on it. And you hear all these horror stories on news media, whether it's state, local, or national, the market is going out of sight, blah, blah, blah. But he's saying he thinks it needs to be here right now, right where it's at. So interesting theory there. I liked it. True. Cow-calf guy's in the driver's seat, more or less, is what he was saying. But he said, you know, I run 4,000 stockers. And he said, yes, am I nervous? Yeah, but he said, good thing about it is I'm not op. He said, the difference between me and maybe my neighbor, and he was just comparing to his neighbor, and he wasn't being arrogant about it. When he says, I'm not operating on borrowed money. He said, so that not paying interest does give me a little relief compared to my neighbor that does operate on a operating loan note. So there you have it, just a different perspective of what's going on. Okay, I'm going to ask this question one more time. And what is the Taylor Ranch question? One more time. I need a couple more answers come in. So here it is. So far, only one of you got it right, by the way. The USDA recently announced another step in their plan to combat the spread of the New World screwworm. They are ramping up construction of a sterile fly distribution facilities alongside a production facility at the Moore Air Base in South Texas. How many sterile flies will this new production facility be able to produce per week? A, 400 million, B, 300 million, C, 200 million, or D, 100 million. A, B, C, or D. What's it going to be? And you get this, the winner gets to meet Jose, Juanito, and Jesus. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us Visit us on South Randall in Elk City and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981. And their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that, too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
My pawpaw started Hutton Inc. in 1983.
And now our uncle runs it just like pawpaw did.
We're learning the ropes too, because this isn't just dirt work, it's family legacy.
From GPS-guided earthwork to excavation, house and building pads, topsoil and aggregate sales, drainage repair, forklift and manlift rentals, Hutton Inc. does it all.
Three generations strong, we move the earth and your future.
Call Hutton Inc. at 580-225-0225.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Slap out America. Here is your ag weather update for the outskirts of Slap Out, that is. 86 degrees, feels like 85. Dew points 59, humidity 41. The wind is out of the northeast at 7. No measurable rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 89 degrees. Sunset at 8:27. Sunny, high 95. 66 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 93. There you go. Right, you guys. Oh, we do have a winner, and I sent them a text. And the actual the correct answer is 300 million flies per week. Speaking of that, the other night, some dummy, and I think it was on Oklahoma Cattle Facebook page, they put this on there about how many sterile flies they're going to make. And some people think that this is going to be a waste of money, but some of these people probably had never to have to deal with the New World screwworm. So they're just keyboard warriors, as we call them. They're still living in their mama's house down there in the basement. More than likely, whether it's a he or she, it doesn't matter. So we come on there. So I wanted 750 or 800 million to build this facility down there. And he come on there and he said, this is stupid. That's $2.30 a fly. $300 million flies for 1 week is not going to cost you $750 million. This is a weekly deal. I'm probably going to just keep it out there all the time if I'm figuring right. So I thought that was funny. Maybe not. All right, let's go to California for a couple of reasons. First, I want to talk about this lawsuit involving a show goat and at a junior livestock sale. A California family has filed a lawsuit challenging actions of a county fair association and law enforcement officers after an exhibitor tried to avoid selling her animal at a junior livestock show. Please note that all the facts below were taken from the second amended complaint for damages. And this comes from Texas A&M AgriLog here. So EL is the protected name since she's a minor child, owned a goat named Cedar. She purchased the goat in April of 2022 and cared for him daily until July. She alleges that she bonded with the goat just as she would have bonded with a puppy and loved him like a family pet. EL's mother, Jessica, had co-positionary interest in the goat. I guess they were partners. How's that? EI was a member of the local 4-H chapter. On June 24th of 2022, EL exhibited the goat at the Shasta District Fair, which included a junior livestock auction where 4-H members exhibit and auction off their animals. It doesn't sound like it's a bonus sale. It sounds like your animal's done. The state fair rules passed by the California Department of Food and Agriculture applies to all county fairs and states. The state that exhibitor must be the legal owner of the entry through show dates. Prior to bidding beginning at the auction, EI and Jessica claimed they sought to terminate their participation in the junior livestock auction portion of the fair. Fair officials refused to permit this, stating that the fair rules prohibited plaintiffs to terminate. They can't terminate their participation in the auction. Plaintiffs claim there's to be no such legally enforceable rules prohibiting this termination. The goat was auctioned off during the junior livestock sale and was purchased by State Senator Brian Dahl for $902. Of this, 7%, $63 stayed at the fair, and the remaining $838.86 would be paid to EI. The plaintiffs noted the successful bidder was not entitled to possession of and did not purchase the goat. Rather, the successful bidder was entitled only to the cuts of meat that were Cedar. That's when that little girl broke down. So after the auction, EI did not want to leave the goat. The plaintiffs alleged that EI exercised her statutory rights as a minor under the California law to disaffirm any contract that may have existed between her and the Shasta County Fair and or any other party with respect to Cedar, the goat. She replied upon CalFAM Code Section 6710, which allows a minor to disaffirm a contract before a majority or within reason of time afterwards. Yikes. So the Shasta County Fair Association refused to recognize EL's rights and disaffirmed the auction bid and insisted the Cedar be traded as any other animal going through the Shasta County Fair livestock auction. So on June 26th of 2022, the livestock manager for the Fair Association called Long and demanded the goat be returned. And if this was not done, be threatened to have her charged with felony grand theft. Jessica claimed that again, she offered to pay for any potential losses to the fair and to allow the fair to keep the full $902 auction payment for the goat. The livestock manager rejected her offer. Jessica then reached out to the successful auction bidder, Senator Dahl, to ask him to relinquish any rights to Cedar. His representatives informed her that they would not resist her efforts with regard to the goat. She wrote a letter to the fair laying out her position, Senator Dahl's position, and offered to pay damages. The offer was rejected again. On June 27th, the fair CEO emailed Long, stating that Cedar had to be returned because, among other reasons, the social media response has been a negative experience for the fair. Jessica then responded, claiming that EI was Cedar's owner and the Shasta Fair Association will never be the owner of Cedar, making her claim this. So at this point, I guess they called the police. They showed up. They drove to Napa to seize the goat from Napa Farm, but he was not, nor had he ever been there. They were hiding him. They then proceeded to Sonoma Farm, where they seized the goat. They did not have a warrant to search and seize Cedar cedar at Sonoma Farm. The goat was delivered to the Shasta County Fairgrounds. Plaintiffs allege that an improper determination of ownership without judicial authorization and without providing all this. So they filed that lawsuit and all kinds of claims going on. And here's the update. Just came out day before yesterday. This was costly. So this is the update to, in the end, the county defendant settled the case, agreeing to pay the goat owner $300,000. And they could have just took the $900. What a bunch of dummies. So I don't know. It doesn't say anything about where the goat's at. I don't know if the goat's in the dinner table or back at the farm. But the Jessica and EI got $300,000 because some hard-headed judge or some hard-headed county fairground manager wasn't given in. So the thing about negative media check. So, all right. And that's the end. Everybody's done. They said that's the end of it. Interesting, huh? All right. Another thing going out on happening in California for farmers, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act is imposing a new $1.50 per acre assessment on rural landowners, farmers, and ranchers. Environmental preservation continues to take precedence over ag sustainability in California. Water rights and assessments are issues California farmers or ranchers are being challenged with today. Jack Lavers, a California rancher, explains through the years there's been a shift in water allocations since environmental concerns become a factor around the 1970s. He discussed the water rights as well as other challenges. Original state and federal water projects move water from northern to southern California. This enabled agriculture expansion in the Central Valley and initially satisfied farmers and urban populations, according to him. Farmers only get 25% of the water today, while environmental groups receive approximately half. They give half the water to the environmental groups, and the other half is then split between the farmers and the people. So I don't know what's the environmental groups are doing with their water. Now we have this big push happening because they want to bring back fish to these rivers, and so we actually removing dams, and that is a very, very big issue. Removing the dams will eliminate irrigation. You're going to see a lot of this ground that's been irrigated for 100 years disappear and have no value so we can have some fish. California is always impressing me with some of their stupid stuff they do out there. So not all of it's stupid, but this is. This water deal is serious. I don't care what state you're in. Water is a serious issue, and I'm going to talk about that. And a wind farm up in Woodward County for some landowners coming up here right after this Taylor Ranch break.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Money may not buy happiness, but it can buy a bag of cotton candy, a burger, a rodeo ticket, and the chance to see some pretty darn good bull riding, barrel racing, and all the other rodeo events, too. Hi, everybody. Wayne Brooks here inviting you to the Rodeo of Champions in Elk City, August 29th, 30th, and 31st to watch the best rodeo action around. Brought to you by Barbara Dyson's Board. Get your tickets online at elkcityrodeo.com. It's the Elk City Rodeo, August 29th, 30th, and 31st. See you there.
Fracking, production, completion. We believe in a future where energy production goes hand-in-hand with environmental stewardship and innovation. Join us at the forefront of the oil and gas industry. Ensure your wells are not just productive, but also sustainable. WellWorks Energy, where energy meets innovation. Visit us at WellWorksEnergy.com or call today to learn more about our services and how we can support your operations. WellWorks Energy.
Looking for water? F&H Drilling Services has you covered. Residential, commercial, or livestock wells, we drill it all. We also sell and service solar panels, solar pumps, irrigation, and residential pump systems. No water, no well, no problem. F&H is based right here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Locally owned, professionally trusted, call F&H Drilling Services today at 580-225-1781. F&H, water is our business.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August 15th. 1,694 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 410 brought 515. 7 at 524 brought 414. 10 at 556 brought 410. 20 at 587 brought 357. 9 at 621 brought 403. 27 at 951 brought 310.50. 6 head of heifers at 398 brought 447.50. 4 at 486 brought 405. 12 at 510 brought 390. 9 at 526 brought 374. 7 at 587 brought 345. 11 at 596 brought 360. 12 at 661 brought 340. Butcher cows were 40 to 187. Butcher bulls brought 138 to 208. Red cows were 1,500 to 4,000. Fifth pairs brought 3,200 to 4,700. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Eric, Oklahoma. Whoa, come on, switch over here. There it goes. It was still on slap out. 88 degrees, feels like it's 90. Heat risk lows. 2.65, humidity's 46, the winds are out of the north at 9 miles an hour, 69 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days, 86 is the three-day average four-inch bare soil temperature, 823 sunset, 96 today, 68 tonight, and 95 tomorrow. Back to this show, goat, and I got a text from a person, and I want to fill it in a little better. Because this article was really long with all the legalities, and I might have skipped something. So the girl wanted to keep her goat, and there's a lot of that goes on all over the United States. And from what he was saying there, the Fair Board has to stand their ground. If they let one person do it, a bunch of other persons will want to do it. And there's rules in the 4-H and the FFA shows and all this stuff. But what happened here was when this mom and this daughter, who were co-owners of this goat, decided they wanted to keep it, instead of quietly taking care of this outside of the media and in front of other people, I guess this Fair Board manager really made a scene with this whole mess and in front of a bunch of people, and even took it to the newspaper. And this is when the mom and daughter guests took it to social media and made the fair look worse. And so it just sounds like it was a mess because, yeah, this child could have been spoiled and entitled or just wanted to keep the animal, but that's part of, I remember when I was in FFA and I had some sheep and I had some hogs. And when you go to Oklahoma City or the Tulsa State Fair, it's adios. That thing's going on the trailer, whether you like it or not. So that's just the way it is. So sounds like this got into a personal deal. And when the law showed up without search warrants and all that stuff and confiscated the goat. It doesn't say what happened to the goat. It just sounded like a mess on both parts, but it sounds like the fair manager started all this and did a bunch of stuff in front of a bunch of people that shouldn't have happened. We weren't there. We don't know, but just according to what this blog and the Texas A&M log deal. Hope that helps you out a little better. Okay, let's see what happened at Beaver yesterday at the Beaver County Stockyards. 5,121 head went through there. Bred heifers looked like they were bringing around $21.94 per head. Top seller was 2,500 head. Bulls looks like they were around $16.48 average. There was 50 of them, 49 of them to be exact. Average price $198.01. $3,263 was the average price per head. Looks like the big seller was a Hereford bull weighing $21.60, brought $4,104. Bull calves. Oh man, I hate this report. There it is. It's kind of funky on the big computer here, is why this report and me don't get along sometime. There was 124 bull calves, average weight 491, average price $397.55, brought $1,953.33 a piece. Looks like they was good price in the $4 range, anywhere $404 to on the four weights I'm talking about. All right, let's see here. Calves. One baby calf brought $600. Cows. There was still a bunch of cows. 521 cows were sold. Average price $180.73, $2203 per head on the cows. Heifer calves, and but must be a bunch of them. 717 heifer calves, average weight 468, average price $399.57, and $1,871.49 per head. I was glancing down through here. They had a few of the 200 pounders in the $5 range. And then to get up to the 300 pound range, they were just in the 445 to 467 in the 300 pound range. Yearling heifers, here we go. There was 989 of those, average weight 731, average price $348.67. $2,549.87 per head. Steer pairs. They didn't have very many pairs, and they were looked like they were bringing anywhere from $29.50 to $39.50. And steer calves, 1,108 head of those. 504 was average weight. 442 was the average price. $2,227.07 per head. Here's big money. The yearling steers. Let's see how many of those they had. 1,588 head, average price $833. $833. Average price $349.94. $2,916.44 per head. Let's glance back through here and see what seven weights were bringing on the steer yearlings. In the three range, anywhere from 326 all the way up to, I see a 381.50, about $2,800 a head. And then 800 weights were bringing almost 3,000. And I think, yeah, well, there was one, there was a set of mixed steer yearlings, 115 head, weight 863, average $29.74 per head. They did good. And then it's another mixed steer yearling of 103 head weighing 886 brought this $16 shy of $3,000 a head. How good is that? Okay, Woodward made the news on a wind farm. It says here that with Woodward County Commission commissioners campaigning against the project, the Oklahoma Land Commission voted 2-1 to kill a possible wind farm on school land in Woodward County. The Land Commission is comprised of Governor Stitt, Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell, and Bird, Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters, and President of the Board of Agriculture Blaine Arthur, but at Monday's meeting at the state capitol, Byrd and Walters were absent, so that left the decision up to the three remaining commissioners, Stitt, Pinnell, and the Honorable Blaine Arthur. Woodward County commissioners who just learned last week of the project traveled to the capitol to voice their opposition. Governor Stitt voted for the proposed wind farm. Lieutenant Governor and Ag Secretary voted against. So it ain't happening. How about that? Interesting. The state proposal involved 1,790 acres. And it was a 55-year wind power ground lease going on. A lot of opposition to solar farms and wind farms nowadays. So here we go. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. God bless everybody.